Okay, keep the ads, but they still have to work. The new trend, viewers creating ads. One of them debuted during the Oscars last week. Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, says the result was not exactly award-winning.
The spot in question is from the soap and lotion company Dove, and it actually fits into several current Madison Avenue trends. One is using the Oscars as a kind of Super Bowl for women's ads. 60% of Academy Awards viewers are female, and they usually stay tuned until the end of the broadcast to see who wins Best Picture. So the show has become an appealing platform for brands like L'Oreal, Diet Coke, and of course Dove. But this year, Dove used the Oscars to hand out its own award of sorts. Dove consumers were asked to send in their own homemade video ads. 1,000 people did, and the winner was unveiled during a commercial break by Sara Ramirez of the TV show Grey's Anatomy.
And I'm proud to present that commercial by Lindsay Miller of Sherman Oaks, California. Congratulations, Lindsay, and enjoy.
Not quite as exciting as Martin Scorsese winning his first Oscar, but I was intrigued to see what Lindsay had come up with. Unfortunately, I was quickly disappointed.
Indulge your skin and senses with new Dove Cream Oil Body Wash. It's made with a smooth combination of natural oil and rich cream. You've never had your skin feel like this. It even comes in three different...
You've never had your skin feel like this? That's a heard it a million times line if I've ever heard one. A million times. The video isn't any better. It shows a woman cavorting in the shower. Not exactly far out territory for a skincare product either. What's worse, the home video quality of the footage makes shower lady skin look dim and greenish. Not so good.
Your shower is your concert hall, your sold-out auditorium. Try new Dove Cream Oil Body Wash, because what's better than knowing you're beautiful, even when no one is looking? That's real beauty. Love, Dove.
One of the upsides of letting consumers make ads is that, with their sheer numbers and naive enthusiasm, they're bound to bubble up a few zany original ideas. But apparently Dove struck out. 1,000 entries, and this is the most inspired clip anyone submitted? Singing in the shower? The other two Dove finalists are also weak. Either Dove is ignoring the spicier contest entries in favor of the most conventional, or Dove's consumers are unpalatably boring. On the other hand, I liked the homemade Doritos ad shown during the Super Bowl, in which a male driver trying to impress a cute woman on the sidewalk fails to watch the road. By contrast, this Dove ad is just atrocious. With its cheap-looking video and murky lighting, it bears a queasy resemblance to amateur pornography. Though I'm told that even bargain basement porn features flashier production values. I give the Dove spot a C-. If nothing else, I hope it will teach marketers that consumer-made ads still need to be entertaining to be worthwhile. We're not excited that someone won a contest. If the ad stinks, it doesn't matter who made it.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for the online magazine Slate, and you can find a link to the Dove spot at slate.com.